It's the tsunami. It's a right to rectify the people.
Dear viewers, learning religious knowledge is obligatory for every Muslim man and woman, and Allahu Akbar, becoming a religious scholar is indeed a remarkable achievement. Scholars are the heirs of the prophets. Scholars are the leaders of this ummah. To provide excellent scholars to the ummah, to give the ummah the best leaders, and to spread the light of religious knowledge, Dawat-e-Islami established a department called Jamiatul Madina, and this Jamiatul Madina has performed wonders. At present, within Pakistan and abroad, Dawat-e-Islami has more than 1,500 Jamiatul Madina. Yes, these are Islamic universities established across the world. And at this time, more than 128,000 students, Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters, are acquiring religious knowledge free of charge, without any fee, completing Dars-e-Nidami and becoming scholars. And you will be pleased to know that in this department of Dawat-e-Islami, the number of those who have completed Faizan-e-Shariat course and Dars-e-Nidami has now reached more or less 41,500. Yes, Dawat-e-Islami has provided thousands of scholars to the Ummah, and these scholars are traveling throughout the world, lighting the lamp of religious knowledge. Playing their role in removing the darkness of ignorance, many have become imams of masajid, and many are traveling across the world and turning non-Muslims into Muslims. Alhamdulillah. One more thing needs to be understood, that among these thousands of students who are studying, a large number are those whose accommodation, food and drinks, residence, all of this is the responsibility of Jamiatul Madina, and no fee is being charged from them either. Remember that these Jamiatul Madina are not only in Pakistan but are present in many countries of the world. Alhamdulillah. And it should also be remembered that the education being provided in Jamiatul Madina is according to the language of each country. Certainly, in Pakistan it is in the Urdu language, keeping in view some regional languages as well. And along with that, those Jamiatul Madina that are in English-speaking countries, Dars-e-Nidami is being conducted in English there. In Africa, it is being conducted in African languages. Now, even in Europe, Dars-e-Nidami has started in European languages, and this chain continues to move forward. Alhamdulillah. In Turkey as well, Jamiatul Madina is about to begin in the Turkish language. By the way, let me also mention that in Dawat-e-Islami's Jamiatul Madina, various language courses are also being conducted, and computer classes are also being taught. In fact, Alhamdulillah, to further improve the skills and standards of these students, another department was established called Skill Enhancement Department, through which, Alhamdulillah, these students are being given courses in various languages, artificial intelligence, website development, and many IT courses, so that, Subhanallah, along with religious knowledge, by being in harmony with the demands of the world, they can serve the religion internationally. I would like to mention one thing. Certainly, people say that in every household or every family, there should be a doctor, an engineer, or a lawyer. To tell you the truth, in every family, there should be a scholar, there should be a hafiz. Check whether there is a scholar in our family or not. Come, Jamiatul Madina welcomes you. You can enroll yourself and you can also enroll your children. Jamiatul Madina are present in many countries of the world. Among them, the names of some countries are as follows: Pakistan, Nepal, Bangladesh, UK, Kenya, Sri Lanka, USA, Mozambique, Mauritius, Malawi, Spain, Italy, Canada, Tanzania, Lesotho, Australia, Uganda, Indonesia, Germany, and South Africa.
It's the tsunami. It's a right to rectify the people.